Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The right fielder, Tom Haller. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Duffalo. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Duffalo. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Larry Burrite. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Bierneth. Pitching for the New York Mets, Larry Bierneth. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bierneth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cannell. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Haller moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Mays reaches second base with a double. Haller scores. McCovey moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Burrite catches it and throws to second with Moran covering, to double up Mays. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a pop-up towards third. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cannell moves to second. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Duffalo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffalo hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Burrott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Haller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearnerth hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cepeda moves to second. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCovey. Hicks reaches second base with a double. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher strikes out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas is hit by the pitch. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Duffalo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffalo is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffalo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Brodtke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brodtke is 0 for 1 in the game. Brodtke is called out on strikes. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Larry Bierneth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bierneth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bierneth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCovey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brodtke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hicks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher bunts towards the mound. Duffalo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hicks moves to second. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hicks moves to third. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hicks scores. It's 4-1, Giants. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-2 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Duffalo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffalo is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Duffalo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Haller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-3 in the game, with two doubles. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene moves to third. Haller moves to second. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Harvey Keene now playing left field. Ron Hunt pinch hits for Larry Burrait. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Moran hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Duke Snider pinch hits for Larry Bearnerth. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 4-2, Giants. Al Jackson pinch runs for Duke Snider. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cannell is hit by the pitch. Jackson moves to second. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hicks hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Mets. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Christopher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-3 in the game. Gonder hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt now playing second base. Don Rowe now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Galen Sisco now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cepeda is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-3 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Matty Alou pinch hits for Jose Pagan. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Bailey moves to third. Two outs. Felipe Alou pinch hits for Bobby Bolin. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Alou moves to second. It's Giants, 5, Mets, 5. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alou scores. Alou moves to third. It's 6-5, Giants. Ernie Bowman pinch runs for Harvey Keene. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Haller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ernie Bowman now playing shortstop. Matty Alou now playing left field. Felipe Alou now playing right field. Juan Marichal now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 5. The Giants will come to bat. Jay Hook now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hicks. Davenport reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman pinch hits for Jay Hook. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cannell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hicks strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.